Arrow Precision pushes the boundaries for modern sporting rifle builds and machines receivers from custom forgings for added strength and durability. Arrow Precision delivers top quality American-made products at an affordable price. ArrowPrecisionUSA.com.
All right, back with you, Tom Gresham. It's Gun Talk. If you'd like to join us, pretty easy. 866-TALK-GUN or Tom, that's me, Tom Talk Gun. Dial either of those. Well, actually, it's the same number. That'll get you in here. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you like guns, cool. If you don't like guns, even better. We'll talk about that and ask you why. Right now we're talking about, I'm pretty excited about this. Been working on it for a long time. We here at Gun Talk have put out three guns that are kind of commemoratives. They acknowledge Gun Talk Radio being on the air. In this case, the latest gun just came out today, an hour ago. The 25 years last year, but we had to wait a year because of COVID. So got that thing going. Join me right now is Johnny Dury from Dury's Guns. And Johnny's been a partner of ours in these projects in the past. How are you, sir?
I'm doing real well, Tom. And yourself?
I am good. So we finally got this thing out. We've been talking about this for actually more than a year. We got delayed with COVID and Ruger couldn't make it, and now it's coming out of the Ruger custom shop because everybody got behind. I mean, we basically lost a year for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, but we're on track now.
So, all right. So honestly, you see a lot of guns and I'm just going to say, I rarely hear you get excited about a gun, and I'm just curious. We haven't really talked about this one, since you got it and went out. And have you had a chance to shoot it?
I did shoot it. It was fantastic. A lot smoother than I thought. I thought it was going to be a little bit snappy at first with being a Commander in 10mm, but unbelievably smooth. Felt powerful in your hand. You know, if you had to use that thing as a defense weapon or something, it's just gonna work well for you. So and incredibly accurate.
Well, that's what I found. It's really accurate and crazy comfortable to shoot.
Yeah, that's what I, when we started doing this, you start talking about putting all that power in a Commander, and you're like, oh man, that thing's going to kick some. But it was very, very smooth very controllable.
You know, the fact that it's all steel, and then you got that undercut under the trigger, and you got the good checkering on the grip and the stippling, and just, it's a lot of little bitty factors that go into it. And I was talking about this earlier with Ryan, that flat face trigger, which you can do on a 1911 because the trigger just goes straight back. It doesn't swivel. It allows you to put your finger anywhere you want on the face of the trigger. And so you get a really comfortable grip that way.
Correct. Yeah. And the grips didn't chew up your hands, but they held real well in there, and you didn't feel like there was any twisting or any of that going on as you were firing it.
You're right there in Texas where it's kind of like ground central for hogs, and one of the comments that Jason Klaustrom made, he says, you know, this would be a great gun for people who are walking around out there where you've got hogs. This ought to take care of that.
Oh, it would be great for hogs. What more fun would there be of chasing the hogs and killing one with that gun? It would be so good. And the other deal that we have down here, you know, you got the hogs, you got you may have to dispatch a wounded deer or something with it. But then the other deal that we have is with all the border stuff, I mean, you got to protect yourself out there. It's a good choice as a protection piece as well.
No, it is two-legged or four-legged. And Jason was, he said he was shooting at 50 and 100 yards and ringing steel at 100 yards with no holdover, which is, I guess, one of the big benefits of a 10mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I didn't shoot it that far. I shot it at like 15 yards with it, but was incredibly accurate. I didn't even think about taking any further than that. But, you could do that for sure.
You know, the other thing is it's a, and people can go to the website and look at all the specs, because we spent a lot of time working on the details of the specs. I mean, we've got cylinder and slide internals and all kind of cool stuff. And when you start looking at it, you go, oh, this actually is a real custom gun. It's just, it's being made at the custom shop. I think they said they can make like 5 guns a day is all. It's not like a production line deal.
Well, that's right. Well, you know for sure, because we've been doing it, but we've been holding guns back and been quiet about it for a long time, trying to have enough guns come in so we could do a good shipment on it right away without having to wait forever to get some guns out in the hands of people.
Right. I just had somebody on Twitter say that he just ordered one. He says he's going to go with his Smith & Wesson 610 Colt Delta Elite and Glock 20. Scott just ordered a GT25. Obviously, he's a 10-millimeter guy.
Yeah, correct. Well, I tell you, the other great thing about this is Black Hills has really come through and got us some ammo for that. That was you and I biggest concern was,
yeah,
what are we going to do in this ammo scare about getting some ammo, and especially reasonably priced, that we can have with this gun. And Black Hills came through very well for us.
All right, and we'll have Jeff Hoffman from Black Hills on the show. But right now, I mean, do you have the ammo in stock now?
I do have it. It did show up.
Okay, good deal. So how are we doing that? What's the deal? When somebody buys a pistol, they can get what?
But we have it. No limit on it as of yet on getting the ammo. And it's $49 for a box of 50. The one deal about it, so you go to our site or go to Gun Broker where we have them listed, and the ammo is there, and you just put how many boxes of it you want. Now, we have to ship, we can't ship ammo and guns in the same box. So we have to ship the gun to another FFL in wherever you live that you can go pick it up. But I could ship the ammo to your house or to your office.
Okay. And this ammo is 180 grain Hornady XTP running about 1290
Correct.
Feet per second. It's really good.
Correct.
This is like the high end stuff. This would, you know, you could practice with it, but I'm not sure I would, frankly, because it's, you know, it's like the high price spread. This is kind of the deal where I would say, get you some practice ammo and then buy like 2 or 3 boxes of this. And this is going to be
Correct.
Your self-defense and your hunting ammo.
Well, exactly. If you can find any practice ammo out there, that's been the hard thing. Is there
true.
Hasn't been any 10-millimeter that we've had in our store in, oh, God, I've had some hollow point stuff come in, but I haven't had any practice ammo in, I bet you, 8 or 10 months.
Wow.
So, and the last batch that we would have had would have been way up there in the price of it. The way that Black Hills did us on this, we were able to sell this stuff, you know, very reasonable in today's market for what you're getting here.
Yeah, it really is. Well, it's a really mm-hmm. sweet pistol. It's available
yeah.
right now on your website. I guess people can go ahead and order it, like as we're speaking right now.
Yeah, they can. So they can go to DurriesGuns.com, or they can just go to Gun Broker and put in GT25, and it'll bring it up, and it'll bring the link up for the ammo as well.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's cool. And we're limited to no more than 500. I like that when you said, well, you know, that averages out to like only 10 per state, which would be true.
10 per state, yeah.
Yeah. They're only, I guess they can't buy it if they're in California or Massachusetts just because of their laws. Sorry about that, but, you know, there it is.
Yeah, well.
You know,
that's just the way it goes. Yeah, but
exactly.
it's a very low run. When you think about it that way, 10 or 11 per state, with taking those out. So, you know, if you're wanting one of those guns, it's time to get on there and get one of them.
Yeah. I had somebody say, well, you know, I can't buy one right now. And I'm thinking, well, then you might not get one at all. It's,
mm-hmm.
And look, I understand for people, if they haven't heard it, $16.99 is the price on it. That, frankly, is, you know, people say, well, that's a lot of money for a pistol. Well, yes, but if you were to go buy one of the really well-known top-end 1911 makers guns out there, the guys who make the quasi-customs, those are going to be in the $2,500 to $3,000 range, I believe.
Correct. This is going to be about half of what the other ones out there in the market are. But remember, this isn't one of Ruger standard production guns. This is one out of their custom shop with all the good stuff in it. Match grade barrels and bushings and good triggers and hammers and all of that stuff that it has and all that's been done to it. It's not a standard production run gun. This is a custom shotgun.
Oh, I didn't even ask you. When you're shooting, what did you think of the trigger?
The trigger had no issues at all with it. It was very
phenomenal.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Yes.
It's a great trigger
really
pull.
Was.
It's just like fun.
It was a fun gun. It was a fun gun, and it'll do some nice dual-purpose stuff. Take it in hog hunt with it. You can do it as a protection gun, by the bed gun, and just take to the range and go enjoy it some as well.
And we kind of really wanted it to be commander size. And at first we're thinking, well, is that going to work for 10? It works just fine. And, it's only, 3/4 inch difference anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of fun to have it. And I actually talked to one guy. He says, I think I would hunt deer with this. Why not?
Oh, yeah. It would be easy to do. Oh, for sure. Got plenty of power for it. Set up one of those camo blinds and try to get close. There's nothing more fun than trying to get close to a deer. Get the guys who do that, send us some pictures of them. We'll post them on the website or something. That'd be really cool to see that. Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. Yeah. Get one of these, go out and shoot a deer, shoot a hog, something, send the pictures to Johnny. He'll put them on the website. Very cool.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. It'd be so much fun.
Thanks to you. I just want to thank you publicly for all your support and doing this and helping us with these various projects, because people may or may not know that you're a serious gun guy. You really know stuff. And I call you and I say, well, what do you think about this? And you go, well, I don't know about that. And then you say, well, what do you think about this? I say, well, I like that idea. We just kind of brainstorm our way through these things.
Yeah. It worked well for us. And you're a nice partnership on this has worked well, and we hope some of the guys out there that are going to get these really enjoy them.
I think they will. Again, Johnny Dury from Dury's Guns. Check it out, dury'sguns.com, or go to Gun Broker. Just put in GT25, and you can find it there. Hey, best to everybody at your place there, Johnny.
All right, thanks a bunch, Tom. Y'all have fun.
You take care. All right, 866-TALK-GUN. I'm literally getting a text from Jeff Hoffman, who is out at the range right now shooting the gun. It's hilarious. We'll have him on just a little while here. 866-TALK-GUN. We'll be right back.
Remington Ammunition's Arkansas factory is making millions of rounds of green and yellow box ammo every day. From UMC to Wingmaster HD, look for your favorite loads back on shelves. And with the introduction of Remington's new cord-locked tipped, the deadliest mushroom in the woods is even deadlier. Classic hard-hitting cord-locked performance meets improved accuracy and long-range potential to make this season the deadliest yet. Big Green is back. Visit Remington.com.
Visit guntalk.com/win to enter Gun Talk's September Silence giveaway. One grand prize winner takes home the CVA Cascade bolt-action rifle in 7mm/8, the Silencer Central Banish 30 suppressor, and $500 True Timber gift card. One first prize winner gets a $500 gift card to spend at TrueTimber.com. Enter now through September 30th at guntalk.com/win.
Introducing Kimber's Micro 9 Repeat Black Ice. All the attitude of the original, now in a 9mm subcompact that's like nothing else. Here's just a taste of what you get. A match-grade V-cut trigger, True Glow TFX Pro Day-Night Sights, the Stiplex front strap pattern, slide lightning cuts, and stepped cocking serrations. In other words, the Micro 9 Repeat Black Ice may be subcompact, but it's still big on performance. Find your new everyday carry at KimberAmerica.com.
All right, back with you, 866-TALK-GUN, open lines if you'd like to join us. If you've been out doing a little shooting, you can give us a range report. Let's see, I was out. Well, I went yesterday, took three buddies out when we all took different pistols. It was a pistol day. We were shooting at a little short range. We could shoot up to about, I guess, 9 yards. Like, it is short. And I had the GT-10 out there, and they were shooting that. They all fell in love with it. They all had their nines, and we were doing some different drills. It was kind of fun. Practicing training on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, of the mass murder on 9/11. I was thinking about that and thinking about, okay, there's really nothing I can do. I'm not going to enlist. It wouldn't take me at my age. Can't do all of that. A lot of people did, and God bless them for that. Well, what can I do? I can recommit to getting training, to practicing, to making sure that I do everything I can to take care of myself, to protect myself and my family members, my loved ones, and recommit to getting out and shooting often. And yeah, I know ammo's an issue, round count's an issue, so go with low round counts. You don't have to shoot a lot. If you can practice drawing and shooting 2 rounds, bang, bang, and then concentrate and maybe do dry fire a bit, then do a little bit more. We worked on the zipper drill. Start at the belly button and work your way up to right between the eyes. Why would you do that? Body armor, drugs. Bad guy may not be impressed with your shots. But somewhere in there between the belly button and right between the eyes, you're going to find something important. It's a good drill. Worked on 180-degree turns in drawing and shooting. Worked on weak hand shooting. We just worked on a few things, and when you're out there with a couple or three of your buddies, that's fun. We had a great time out there. Very cool stuff. Again, 866-TALK-GUN. Jim's called in on 5 out of Savannah, Georgia. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir. I wanted to give you a range report on a couple of Glocks I purchased. And
sweet.
I bought a Glock 19, fifth generation MOS.
Oh.
And I was happened to be able to get a Glock 34 Gen 5 with MOS.
Right.
So then I went out and bought two Trijicon RMRs. I bought the 3.25 MOA and the 6.5. I was thinking the 6.5 for the Glock 19 for carry
guns. Yeah, yeah. I like your thinking there. I like the idea of a bigger dot on your carrier defensive gun because you're not doing fine work there. You just need to find it fast and get on target.
Right. Well, the problem I found was I like the 325 better on the Glock 19 than I did with, you know, that 6.5.
Why is that?
Yeah. I could acquire their targets faster for some strange reason. I guess I was able to see the silhouette better, so.
Well, that's interesting. See, I obviously I've been thinking about it and thinking that the bigger one would be better, but you've got the hands-on experience, and you like the 3.5 better. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if I overwhelmed the sight. I tried turning it down as low as possible, but still I was able to acquire the target a lot easier with 3.25.
All right, very cool. All right, good range reports. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this range report, and I just happened to get it on the beginning of the show, so I had to go out and answer your question. A 1911 Commander and 10 millimeter, and I have to say, why not?
I like that attitude. Why not? We can do this. Now, do you have any other 1911s?
No, I don't. It'll be my first 1911. It'll be my second 10 millimeter.
Are you getting one? Are you going to get a GT-25?
Yeah, I've already got it. Well, I don't have it.
You already bought it.
It checks in the mail.
You already went online and ordered one.
Yeah.
Wow.
While you were talking about it, I went to Jury's and they sent me over to Gunbroker and it was bing, bang, boom, there it goes.
It's easy to do, and they'll ship it to your local dealer, and you're good to go. Oh, I don't know if you heard. Did you pick up on the fact that we also have ammo available for it? We got a special run of Black Hills ammo.
Yeah, I had to go do that, too.
Okay.
But I just want to comment that this just proves you are the great enabler.
Now, isn't that a good-looking pistol?
It is.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You're going to love that thing. Have fun with it. Of course, now you got to order a holster for it, and you know, maybe two or three, because like we always end up with several holsters, don't we?
That's right.
Have to. Well, Jim, congratulations on the new purchase. I know you're going to love it because everybody who's handled it and shot it has fallen in love with it. So that's terrific. Well done, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom.
All right. You take care. Let's see. Yes, let's get Joseph in here from Lafayette, Louisiana. Joseph, you're on.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you might be able to help me out with any insights you might have on a question I've got about the Benelli M2 model mm-hmm. shotgun in 12 gauge. And so I've been interested in kind of looking into it as a possible purchase and been doing a little bit of internet research. And it seems like folks are having a little bit of different experiences with it as far as the ability to cycle light load shells with it.
You know, there is a point at which, let me just address that. There's a point at which with these super light loads, and I like the super light loads, they're great for training and all, but at a certain point, there's just not enough energy to run a semi-automatic action, whether it's gas or inertia. You hit a point where there's just not going to be enough goose there to make it run. So if that's really important to you, what I would do is I would... Yes, I know there's all kind of internet experts out there. I would contact the company directly and say, look, have you shot these? What do you think? I personally have not tried some of the super light loads through the Benelli M2, so I can't offer my thought on that. But I do know that, I mean, that just the physics of it demand that at a certain point you don't have enough energy to operate these. I don't know. And maybe you just find some loads that work and some loads are not going to work for you. But if that's really important to you, I would probably contact Benelli and say, look, how does this work? And they'll shoot straight with you. They'll let you know. Very good. I appreciate the call, Joseph. I thank you, sir. Again, our number is 866-TALK-GUN. We are open lines. Also, I want to talk a little bit about politics, what's going on over in New Mexico, the land of blue voters, except maybe not so much. We'll give you an update here in just a sec. Kind of fun. We get to play with a lot of different guns around here. We get to shoot them. We get to try them. We generally like most of them, almost all of them. It's very rare you get one. You go, okay. And guns are just getting better and better, making better guns. And I think the lead time from idea to production has been reduced with all the CAD drawing programs and everything else and being able to crank about them, CNC. So with all these new guns, why in the world would I, Tom Gresham, your host, decide for the gun that I want to create for the new GT25, the Gun Talk gun, go with a design that's 115 years old? Why would I go with a 1911? Well, it's one of those deals that if you get it, you get it. If you've shot them, you understand. There's just something, I don't know, special, magical, shootable about them. Not for everybody, not for every use, I get that. But I love the slim design, and we put the slim grip panels on this to make it even slimmer. Specced it out in 10 millimeter. I wanted more power. You get 8 rounds plus one. It comes with 3 8-round magazines, so you got 9. And I always carry 1 or 2 extra mags with me. In mag pouches on my belt. You know what it is? Honestly, mostly it's the trigger. And everybody who shot one goes, it's funny, a friend of mine was shooting one yesterday. He was shooting the GT25. He said, well, that's a hair trigger. I said, no, it's not a hair trigger. It's a good trigger. If you're used to spongy triggers on the plastic fantastic pistols, and you shoot a good adjusted customized, which this is, 1911 trigger, you go, whoa, that's light. Yes, it is. Entirely controllable. There's a technique to it. Let me talk about that for a second. If you happen to shoot either this one or another one, something like that. you don't just blunder your finger into the trigger guard. You touch the trigger, a light touch, and now you are in contact with it and can manipulate it. And a 1911 trigger does not pivot and swing. It slides straight back and forth, which is one of the beauties of it. You disturb the sights less. It's a great trigger. But you make contact with the trigger with your trigger finger first. You don't jam your finger into the trigger guard and then yank. And I hesitate to put it this way because people are going to say it almost sounds condescending. But if you don't have any experience with one, you don't really understand what it is, how to use it, and how to get the most out of it. And I guess that's the last part of it, is how do you get the most out of it? What you have is a trigger designed, well, maybe not designed this way, but the effect is that when it's adjusted well, basically you got a custom trigger job, which all of these have, with really good upgraded internal parts, it's so controllable that you can fire the gun with almost no sideways movement so that you don't disturb your sights at all. Once you get used to it, a really good 1911, it's pretty easy to put all your shots within an inch or two of each other out at 7, 9, 15 yards. It gets, and we were shooting 10 millimeter loads yesterday. And you know the USPSA or IPSC style cardboard targets, and they've got that, the eye box. Think of something about the size of a 3x5 index card, something like that. Laid horizontal, and put all your shots into that at 10 yards, just picking the distance. It's easy. Once you get used to it, if you go, oh, just get the sights on there and press the trigger. Now, one of the things we didn't do, and we need to play with that, is it does have an adjustable, the GT25 does have an adjustable rear sight, adjustable for elevation with a regular adjustment screw. Now, it does have a set screw you can adjust for windage by drifting the rear sight left and right. Why did I spec it that way? Here's my thinking on that, is once you get your windage in for you, for that gun, that's locked in. I mean, you're not going to be shooting in a big wind. You're not having to adjust. That's just done. But elevation's a different deal, and we have a lot of different kinds of ammo available in 10 millimeter. Pretty light. I mean, some that's down and basically duplicating the 40 Smith & Wesson, or as people like to call it, that is unfair. The 40 short and wimpy. That's not fair. It's actually a good cartridge. But it's lower velocity. And then you've got some honking loads, big heavy loads or fast loads. Got people like Buffalo Boar loading some heavy loads at pretty hefty pressures and velocities. And you need to be able to dial your elevation in for whatever load you're using. Well, that's really easy with this. You just take your little screwdriver and adjust the elevation on your rear sight, up or down, piece of cake. That was my thinking behind that, is windage, you're not going to be adjusting once you get it set. Elevation, you may adjust back and forth for different loads. And you may, when you can find ammo, you're going to try different loads, different types, because there's such a variety, everything from little practice loads to really good defensive loads, to bear loads, really, frankly, deep penetrating heavy bullet bear loads. I've been carrying mine, I think I mentioned, hadn't planned on it, but I've carried it for a year now. We had thought that this pistol would be available last May, June. Well, as you remember, April of last year, COVID hit, gun companies are hammered with huge demand, and they kind of reduced the number of models they were putting out because they were just cranking them out, whatever they could make fast. And nobody, trust me, nobody from the gun-making world wanted to take on a new project. And this gun is made by 3 to 5 specialists in the Ruger Custom Shop in Prescott, Arizona. And they were not going to take them off of the line making other guns to make our little run. And it's only no more than 500 guns. So anyway, all that to say, that's why we're a year late. It's the GT25. That would have been last year. We're actually 26 years on the air now. But if you want to go take a look at it, go to guntalk.com/GT25. You'll see it's got the pictures. It's got all the specs. I think if you spend time with the specs, that's probably easier than me trying to explain all the things in it, because it's a very long list of custom specifications on there. You'll see what I'm talking about. Are you a 10 millimeter fan? If you are, give me a call and share with me and everybody else why. What got you into the 10 millimeter? 866-TALK-GUN.
Whether mounted on your gun, in your pocket, or in your glove box, a quality flashlight can be a lifesaver. Count on Surefire's illumination tools to defend you and your loved ones when it matters most. Designed, engineered, and precision machined in the USA for more than 40 years, Surefire is the ultimate in performance and reliability. Go with the proven performer. Go Surefire.
Mental health and guns. At Walk the Talk America, we're working with both the mental health community and the gun industry. Created by a gun industry veteran, Walk the Talk America seeks to raise awareness and create change through suicide prevention and firearm safety without legislation. We strive to eliminate the prejudice that firearms and mental health face. For more information and to support Walk the Talk America, please visit walkthetalkamerica.org.
Visit guntalk.com/win to enter GunTalk's September Silence Giveaway. One grand prize winner takes home the CVA Cascade bolt-action rifle in 7mm/8, the Silencer Central Banish 30 suppressor, and $500 True Timber gift card. One first prize winner gets a $500 gift card to spend at TrueTimber.com. Enter now through September 30th at guntalk.com/win.
Unmatched modularity, unprecedented accuracy, uncompromising reliability. It's easy to understand why Sig Sauer's P320 is the official sidearm of all branches of the U.S. military. Available in multiple sizes and configurations, including the competition-ready X5 Legion, civilian versions of both the M17, M18, and now the new RXP versions featuring a mounted and zeroed Romeo 1 Pro reflex optic. So it's ready to shoot right out of the box. Sig Sauer's P320. Never settle.
Why is it hard to get guns and ammo? Well, it just continues. The National Shooting Sports Foundation surveyed firearms retailers, gun stores, and estimates that more than 3.2 million people purchased a firearm for the first time during the first half of 2021. 3.2 million people buying their first gun. That's 3.2 million people who were not in the marketplace last year. Although last year, I think we had something on the order of 10 to 12 million first-time gun buyers. The world of gun buyers is expanding. Like the universe is expanding. It's incredible. And all these people are looking for guns and buying ammo. And that's just a huge increase. It's not like, okay, consider this. There may be 100 million gun owners out there. At 3.2 million, you go, yeah, well, that's, you know, 3%. Well, it's not really. Consider this. Of the 100 million gun owners out there, what would you say? Maybe a third, maybe a quarter are active. They're out there shooting, they're buying ammo. So it may be that, you know, you're only talking about 20 or 30 million. And this represents a 10% increase. That's enormous. So when you're saying, well, what's going on out there? Well, 10 to 12 million first-time gun buyers last year, 3.2 million in the first half of this year, and that shows no sign of stopping. That's what's actually going on out there. Crazy, huh? Okay, let's go to line four, talk to Jeff in La Grande, Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Tom, I went to a gun show in Nampa, Idaho yesterday.
Okay.
And free enterprise is alive and well.
What's going on?
Managed to pick up. Well, I picked up a couple rifles. Ammunition was scarce, but I did find a little bit. But I picked up a brand new Smith & Wesson bolt action 6.5 Creedmoor. It looks like a Thompson.
Right.
Thompson Center. And then I picked up something you may be interested in. I got a 7.21 in 2.64.
Really?
And it's been 20 years since I've had a 2.64 and a 7.21.
Okay,
and they're hard to find.
Yeah, let me back up for people. The Remington 7.21 was the precursor to the Remington 700, right?
Right.
And the 2.64 Win Mag was the original high-powered 6.5. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any ammo for a 2.64 Win Mag?
I do now. The guy that sold me the rifle had two boxes of brass and one box of loaded 140 grain ammo.
Nice. Well, are you a hand loader?
I can't see well enough to hand load anymore. I used to.
Okay.
But I've got to decide what kind of scope to put on. But I wondered if you had any pet loads for a 2.64.
I really don't. And the reason I don't is because I haven't loaded for it in a long time. And the reality is the powders have changed. I mean, and all the old powders are still good, but there are considerably better loading powders now than we had 30, 40 years ago, especially on the Magnum side. We've got some really slow-burning powders like, was it 7828? Some things that we didn't have way back when the 2.64 Win Mag was very popular. And they kind of breathe a whole new level of performance into some of these old cartridges. The 2.64 Win Mag is a delightful cartridge. It is, I know people are thinking, was 6.5 Creedmoor? No. This is like the 6.5 PRC. It is way up there, a good bit more velocity. Man, you scored big.
I did, and it's a gorgeous, you know, most 7.21s had real plain wood in the stock.
Right.
And this has a lot of figure and is really pretty, and once I get that shiny outer coat off the outside, I think it'll be really nice.
Yeah, get that off, and then you put a nice oil finish on it. That'll be something else.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
What scope do you want to put on it?
I need something with an illuminated dot.
Okay.
So the only thing that I can find so far is a fire dot from Loophole.
Fire dot from Loophole works. Trichicon has an illuminated dot in their line of rifle scopes. I think Vortex may offer something, but poke around. But you know what? If you have found what you want in a Loophole, then, in a way, I'd almost say Loophole's been around a long time. 7.21's been around a long time. That might be a good package to put together. Hey, Jeff, just a big congratulations on scoring a classic Remington 7.21 in a classic cartridge, the 2.64 Win Mag. Just a real sweet deal. You did well, my friend. Well done. So have you been to a gun show recently? Did you score anything there? What'd you see? There's stuff out there. It's one of those deals, but you got to be there. You got to show up, take advantage of it. You never know what you're going to find. It's kind of like hunting, you know. You got to go out in the woods because you can't do any good sitting at home. Same deal with gun shows. What's been your experience? 866-TALK-GUN. All right, back with you. 866-TALK-GUN, or just call Tom Talk Gun. I'm Tom Gresham. I'm the host of Gun Talk. We've been on the air for 26 years, coast to coast around the world, actually, through the internet, and of course, through the podcast. Now, if you miss a Gun Talk show, you can always pick it up later, wherever you get your podcast. Just look for Gun Talk. We have a lot of things going on. Again, 866-TALK-GUN. Tony's with us out of League, Texas, on 2. Hey, Tony, what did you buy?
I bought a gun belt, sir, after talking to you about a month ago, just what to look for, what to buy. I went with A&G. Is it gun leather or gun leathers? But
right.
So anyway, I used to wear a leather belt, and I never noticed how much I tugged at my gun to up-pull it, which now that the gun belt, once again, I do not have to do that. And when I found it odd because I noticed how much I had to tug at a regular belt. Now, I wore a regular leather belt, but this gun belt is, like, so much stiffer. And I like the way when you hang it up, it still has a curve in it. So that tells you how much stiffer it is. But really impressed.
Let me ask you. I've been talking about gun belts for a long time. You've probably been hearing me. What was it that made you decide to finally wearing just a regular belt? And because I mean they're both leather belts,
correct?
But there's a world of difference. What made you finally do it?
Well, I've carried for 8-9 years now, and I've always wore a regular belt, and I thought that was, you know, okay. And I never knew the difference until I tried the gun belt, and that was listening to you talk about them before and saying, okay, let me check this out. So I pulled the trigger and bought one, and I would highly recommend anybody who carries, if they don't have a gun belt, to get one. And they're on a little pricey side, but, you know, it's worth it once you get it. Like I say, I wore it for a month before I called you because I wanted to, you know, get a good feedback on it. So
do you find one of the things I find is that it's just so much more comfortable for your day-to-day wear?
Yes. My other belt, I guess the holes would kind of wobble around a little bit, so it would still, you know, it was leather, but it wasn't this thick. And
right.
And so now it's just a world of difference. And I wouldn't have known, you know, had I not investigated and said, okay, let me try this out after listening to you talk about it. So
well, you're being kind. You listen to me talk about it. You actually heard me nagging for all this period of time. I'm just nagging, telling people, just do this. But it's, you know, it's hard to say, I already have a belt. It works. Correct. You just don't know the difference.
Well, I carried with a regular belt for 8 years, roughly, and it just, I don't know. I didn't know the difference.
Sure.
So now I've felt it. I've seen the difference, and I'm like, okay, you should have done this a long time ago.
Well, we have messed you up, Tony, because you know you can never go back now, right?
Yeah, and I'm already looking at a black one now. I got the regular tan, and I'm like, going, okay, now I need a black one. So even though it doesn't show. Now, I'll tell you what it does for me, the confidence it gives me, is I'm down in South Texas, so I like to be comfortable. I wear, like, gym shorts a lot to the grocery store or running errands. Well, before I used to carry my gun in a sneaky Pete, and I would just be in my vehicle. But now I just put my gun belt on over my gym shorts, and I carry my gun with me now inside, which I didn't do before. So now day-to-day carry, I'm in my work dress, so I, you know, wear it every day like that. But I have the confidence with the gun belt to actually wear it. So I'm wearing it without any loopholes, but over gym shorts.
Okay. Well, you know, and it's a system. Everybody's got to figure out that system. Look, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you taking the leap and trying it out and giving us the firsthand report. It is a real game changer, a very much overused phrase, but in this case, it's a whole different deal. And people go, yeah, but I'm wearing a belt. I've got a heavy leather belt. No, you don't. It's not a gun belt. Made for carrying a gun, you don't have a gun belt. And you can't appreciate the difference, just like Tony said. It's pretty crazy. All right, 866-TALK-GUN. We'll give you a little more detail about this new ammo we had created for you when we come back.